Good morning and welcome to a different type of Saturday Morning Hustle podcast. For those of you watching on video, you could tell that I am all dressed up today. I'm not in my usual Saturday Morning Hustle swag, t-shirts, sweatshirts, etc., but I got the suit and the tie on because I have something I have to do later where I have to put my best foot forward. I have to meet the expectations in presentation and seriousness that the other party is looking for. But that gives me an opportunity to talk to you on a podcast today about how to set and manage expectations. Understanding who you're talking to, who your audience is, what they need to see and hear from you in order for them to take you serious and not be focused on small things such as how you're dressed or something else superficial. It's Saturday. I'm in the office. You know what that means, the Saturday Morning Hustle Podcast. No hyperbolic hustle culture, just brutally honest, straightforward business advice and motivation every Saturday for entrepreneurs, business owners, or anyone pursuing success. You can't just work 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and hope to become the next big thing. You gotta work smart, work hard, put in extra effort while everyone else is sleeping, playing games, or wasting time. Maximize bonus time to get more work done. This podcast is for anyone willing to come in early, stay late, hustle on the weekend to be truly great. It's real easy for all of us to think, especially entrepreneurs, business owners, people who are being very successful, that you can just sort of get away with anything, that you can do whatever you want. If you're talented, if you're good enough, if you're bringing a great value to the table. And often that's true, but often it's not. You still have to understand, first of all, foremost of all, your audience, whether it's one-on-one or a group, small group, large group, or a presentation or a video or a podcast, whatever it is, there are expectations that you need to understand and meet to a point in order for people to continue to take you serious and listen to you. Then you have the opportunity to communicate with them, collaborate with them, and at some point create a relationship where the expectations of being formal or outward presentation or other things like that become less important because you get to know each other and you understand how each other works and you can change or lower those expectations in that process. But you only get a first chance to make a first impression one time, and you have to understand it's not about your opinion of what that first impression should be. It's the opinion of the other person or people that you're meeting with, that you're collaborating with, that you're presenting to. So the number one rule in communication is understanding your audience. Understand who you're talking to and what their expectations are. Part of that expectation is what you will say, your presentation, your expertise, your knowledge, your preparation, etc. But another part of that is going to be your appearance, the initial idea they have of you, that first impression. When they look at you, are they taking you serious? Are they finding you to be professional? Are they finding you to be a person of expertise? And you might be, but if you don't present yourself outwardly as well as possible, or at least meet or get near the expectation of the situation of the presentation, then you're going to lower the potential for them to listen to you. So you want them to pay attention. You want to take away any barriers, and those barriers could be if your appearance does not match your audience's expectations. So think about your appearance, think about how you're dressed and the appropriateness of your expectations from your audience, not your expectations. You might want to be more comfortable. You might want to be wearing something you feel represents you or your style, or your personality, etc. But it only matters what the expectation of your audience is. Try to meet or exceed those expectations. So when I have a formal presentation, when I'm going straight into a meeting with someone who carries themselves in a certain way or dresses a certain way or presents themselves in a certain way, I try to meet the setting that they have. Informal presentations, podcasts, Saturday Morning Hustle, which of course we're in the office on Saturday because no one's around, because we get work done, because we can work casually, because people aren't coming in and maybe having a meeting with you, which you would be more in an office attire, you can be more casual in that situation. When you're at the office, when you have the potential for a meeting, when you're meeting someone who has set their own expectations by their appearance, their formality, how they do things, you have to reach the same. Thanks for listening. Subscribe so you never miss an episode. Leave a comment, leave a review, share with a friend. I would really appreciate that. Follow and engage on social media, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and this Saturday Morning Hustle Facebook fan page. All the information, all the past episodes, all the Saturday Morning Hustle Entrepreneur AF and Coffee and Donuts swag is at SaturdayMorningHustle.com. See you next week.